Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Look alive! It's showtime!
Now live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, it's Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
So shut up and listen.
Doors open in 3, 2, 1... Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman, Ryan Horvath as well. 414-799-1250, the number to reach us throughout the day. Matt Velasquez on the Great Midwest Bank phone line here, so you'll just have to wait a few minutes to get in if you'd like to. Ben Wergel will join us, 840, talk some Badgers and what they're playing for at this point as far as their football team. Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, 920. But we've been talking Bucks. They've got a big one tonight against the Celtics in Boston. Matt Velasquez joins us on the aforementioned Great Midwest Bank hotline. Matt, good morning. Coach Velasquez, how are you?
Hey, Matt.
Hey.
What's Matt? Up?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi.
Hey, Matt, did the Bucks set the bar just so high last year that anything less than like being 3-0 and blowing out teams by 20 points each game, I mean, anything less, they're going to be under the microscope because of last season?
Yeah, I think so. I think that no matter what they do this year, people are going to compare it to last year. They're going to think that they should be at the same pace, at the same spot, at the same efficiency, all that same stuff. And I think that in some ways that's valid. Obviously, you know, they banked on continuity. They brought back a lot of the same guys. You would think that they'd be able to pick it right back up. But, you know, there have been some changes. There are some new guys. There's some chemistry to you know, build back up. And, you know, there's a lot of really good teams in the league. I think the league is more balanced this year. And you're going to have, you know, tougher games on a night-to-night basis. So there's going to be, you know, maybe some regression or maybe some adjustment time. But I think that right now, 2-1 is fine. They haven't necessarily played their best, which they're happy about, considering that, you know, they want to improve over the course of the season. They want to peak later. But there's definitely room to grow.
When you look at the schedule, we're trying to find the first game on it that they can lose and fans not freak out about. It can't be tonight. You got to beat the Celtics.
I think it's a summer league.
Can't be against Orlando because they're no good. And even if Giannis sits, well, then Middleton has to step up. Can't be against the Raptors. Can't be against the Timberwolves. So it's going to be a while. They're 2-1. They lose that game to the Heat, of course. They beat the Cavs. They beat Houston. They've got the Celtics tonight. Is there anything in these first three games in October, remember, when I don't think the season starts until at least round two of the Eastern Conference Finals, is there anything that you've seen that you think should be a concern three games in to an 82-game schedule?
Nothing that's a huge concern, I don't think. I think they could definitely clean up a little bit on their defense. With that being said, like, their defense so far has actually been more efficient than last year when they had the best defense in the league. But that's more of like fun with small sample sizes than anything. I think they also need to continue to figure out their half-court offense, find ways to generate points and generate good looks. They're definitely doing some of that now, but they're certainly at their best when they're playing fast in transition. You know, they have the fastest pace in the league as of right now. They're at about 5 more possessions per game than they averaged last year. I assume that number will come down, but the biggest thing for them will be, you know, improving in the half court, finding different guys who can create, who can, move the defense around and generate open shots. And that's something that we may not see as much in the regular season because of the nature of opposing defenses in the regular season. We all know how defenses change in the playoffs and get tighter and shots become harder to come by. And so they'll have to, in the games where they do get slowed down and it is more of a half-court game, those are the times we'll have to see more of what they're improving on or what they're trying to do. But that's definitely more of a playoff issue. I've said it before, this Bucks team, I feel like they have more May and June questions than they do October, November questions, just with their continuity and what they've brought back. But we still have to get to May and June first.
And Giannis, I think, is going to have to pace himself through the season, too. He saw what it was like for the first time playing late in the schedule. He played the Memorial Day weekend last year. And the preseason, God, it looked like he was playing those games like it was, he was playing in the playoffs. First two games, he comes out this year, he scores 30 and 29. Looked like he took the foot off the pedal a little bit Monday night. He had a 14-point night, played a nice floor game and all that, had to guard Kevin Love. But didn't see the same intensity out of him Monday night as the previous games.
No, I think you're right in that assessment. I think, he definitely was trying to be less aggressive on defense, more calculated as to where he was and where his hands were. Definitely an emphasis for him and for the whole team on not fouling, and I think he was taking that to heart offensively. He even said by the end of the game, when he had a breakaway, looked like he had a wide-open dunk, he said, "Oh, I didn't have any legs left, so I just handed it off to George Hill." He also didn't necessarily know where Colin Sexton was on that play, but still, I think that, the combination of going deep in the playoffs, having a really busy summer with promoting his shoe, going back to Greece, playing in China with the Greek national team, he's had a really busy last year, and he's really pushed himself hard, and I think it'll be important for him to find that sweet spot. And being able to, go hard when he needs to go hard in games, but also, keep an eye on his health and on his wind. Make sure he's rested and ready to go, because he knows, and we all know, that the most important part of this season comes in April.
Time with Matt Velasquez, Matt_Velasquez on Twitter. You can catch his work jsonline.com and in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Throughout the week on a newsstand near you or right even to the front door of your home. How about that? What service? Matt, now we're 3 games in, and maybe, the reason that I think I would say that some people are treating these games bigger than they are is it seems like the Bucks are kind of doing the same thing. I think they're, for the most part, these rotations are what you would expect a little later on. When are we going to get to the point where we see like more DJ Wilson, more Dante DiVincenzo? I figure that this season's going to be like, hey, give these guys some run and know what you have and be ready for the playoffs and know what your best rotations, your best lineups are and not need to experiment with things once you get there. But for the most part, they haven't seen those guys. Am I just being too impatient when I want to see more Dante specifically?
I think there's going to have to be some more patience. You look at the Bucks guard rotation and I don't know who you take out. Like, coming off the bench, George Hill's been really good. Pat Connaughton has been really good. Both those guys are averaging, 9 or more points a game. Then you add in Kyle Korver, and, I can tell you that Dante DiVincenzo isn't going to shoot like Kyle Korver is. And that's really what he's there for. And he's playing maybe more of the three, but still, he's there for a niche role, to run that pick and roll or pick and pop with Giannis to shoot wide open shots. You know, so it's gonna take a little while for him, for Sterling Brown, for you know, for DJ Wilson to get in more games. I think injuries are always a part of any season. Guys are gonna need some rest. Players are gonna get opportunities. You know, I saw those three guys. You know, plus, you know, Thanasis Adetokounmpo and Dragan Bender. They were running, playing 5-on-5. You know, pickup with assistant coach Charles Lee after practice yesterday. And a few of the video coordinators and things like that. You know, they all look good. They're all staying ready. They know what the situation is that they're in. It's possible that they could, you know, be playing for a lot of other teams in the league right now and getting minutes. But, you know, the Bucks do have this depth that it's just not opening up the opportunity right now. But, you know, as Bud has proven in the past, those opportunities will come.
Yeah, Pat Connaughton, I thought, made the most of his opportunity on Monday night, especially in that first half, man. He couldn't miss a shot. He coming in there, and he had finished with 17, 18 points, but most of those in the first half. Are we going to – is that a plan where he's going to come in and be more like that off the bench this year, more an important part of a guy coming off the bench, or was that like a one-night thing?
I think he's been doing it so far in basically all three games. I mean, I remember in Houston, he was a big reason why they were able to stay in that game early. Because he had like 10 or 11 points in that second quarter there. He knows that his job is to bring energy off the bench, and he definitely does that. You know, he's cutting around. He's, you know, making the defense pay for just camping out around the three-point line. And then when after going inside, he's been popping back out, and he's shooting threes at a good rate. I think he's 6 of 12 so far this season. Just looks really, you know, comfortable and confident in everything he's doing right now. And, you know, that's what the Bucks need. They need somebody who can come in, you know, fit into a role while also, you know, a little bit of microwave scoring. That's not bad either.
Time with Matt Velasquez again, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Matt_Velasquez on Twitter. I guess, should we bring up, I mean, he's not Chris Paul. Look, he said I would have got traded to Milwaukee. He said that this summer, apparently. Big deal. They got Giannis. They're an Eastern Conference Finals. They're an NBA Finals contender. But there are a lot of people that see that and think, well, oh, yeah, go, if there's any interest, go and get him. I would think that he would almost make this team worse. Could the Bucks, would they be improved in any way with Chris Paul? If you're going to swap him for Bledsoe and contracts, whatever, is this Bucks team better with Chris Paul?
I think that there's a reasonable path where they could be. I think that if money were no object, I would probably say yes. But at the same time, $38.5 million this year, $41.3 million next year, $44 million guaranteed for the 2021-2022 season. That's the hang up. You know, of course Chris Paul is interested in the Bucks. You know, if he knows that he's in a position where he could get traded, and obviously with those contract guarantees, he has no way to dictate where he's going to go. Why wouldn't he say he'd want to go to the team that had the best record in the NBA, the MVP, the coach of the year, the executive of the year, you know, to try to get a championship in the twilight of his career? He's still a great player. He's shown that the past few years in Houston. But paying for Chris Paul's 37-year-old season and at a $44 million price tag, it's kind of a deal breaker. And, you know, money is an object. You know, I said before, if money's no object, yes, he could make them better. But money is an object. And, you know, the amount of stuff you'd have to give just to match salaries to make a trade to get him would be pretty devastating to this roster. So, you know, I don't necessarily see a world in which this could happen. The NBA has done crazier things, and maybe it could at some point. But it would be a major move for that to happen, and there would definitely be repercussions when it comes to having to give up a lot of guys off the roster.
I mean, what that would say is they wouldn't want to pay the salary cap with Brogdon, yet they'd be willing to pay $44 million for a 37-year-old Chris Paul down the road. That would be disaster. I don't see how financially they'd be able to do that. I just don't see how that'd be even possible. Even not only the trade, but fitting him in on the roster. I don't get it.
Yeah, no, it doesn't really make a ton of sense. Like, they'd probably have to give up, like, yeah, Middleton or some combination of, like, Bledsoe and Brook and maybe more than that. I mean, giving up guys who I feel like we'll have more utility and are under contract for more years than Chris Paul. And it would basically just be like a panic type, you know, move to try and do something now. It doesn't really make sense. I feel like, you know, when you have a player who's on a max contract who is either up in age or like in John Wall's situation, you know, has been riddled with injuries, you know, those contracts are just so hard to move. Unless it is like a perfectly structured deal or a team that's in like the exact right situation to take it on. And I don't think the Bucks have set themselves up to be that team. And I don't think they want to be that team. I think they want this team that they have to be good enough. They believe it could be good enough. And, you know, whatever happens with Chris Paul, you know, go with God.
Matt, appreciate it. We will follow you for your coverage. Matt_Velasquez. Have a good time at the game tonight. And we'll talk to you next week.
See you, Matt.
All right, talk to you guys next week.
Matt Velasquez. Normally, we'll talk to him on Thursdays around 9 o'clock, changing some things up this week with where the games are. But Matt Velasquez, you can always catch that again on Twitter. He's at Matt_Velasquez and JSOnline.com. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Well, it's a busy week, yeah. I mean, look, they played Monday, Wednesday already, then the weekend games. Friday, got to go down to Orlando. Saturday, back here against Toronto. For the second week of the season, man, that's a lot of running around for this early in the season.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins. Do want to give a shout-out to Cajun Pete on Twitter. Cajun Pete tweets in, driving home from work, and heard Bart mention that the Bart's Baby Oh Baby breakfast is only around for 2 more days. That's right, guys, today and tomorrow. I missed out on when you did the Bart's Breakfast Bonanza, so I had to make a pit stop on the way home. He tweets me this picture, and I don't think it could be cooked any better. He went with the 2 eggs, the hash browns. He's got the smoked sausage there, the sausage links, the pieces of bacon. He took the hash browns over the breakfast potatoes, and then he had his choice of the mammoth muffin toast or the 3 pancakes. And he went with the 3 pancakes.
Look at that butter just melting on those pancakes, too.
Doesn't that look good?
Just the way I like it.
Jeez, he might have sold me to go again today.
Well,
how good that looks. And then he also did send me a picture of the finished product, and he is a proud member of the Clean Plate Club.
Absolutely.
Looks like he used a little ketchup on the
there.
Hash browns.
Okay.
A little hot sauce on the eggs.
Nothing wrong with the hot sauce on the eggs.
Got a little cider order of salsa, it looks like, too.
Yeah.
Pete, that's the way to do it. The Bart's Baby Oh Baby breakfast. It is all that food that we just mentioned for just $8.59. This is a special that Perkins has had for my baby, and it goes for a limited time. Tomorrow is the final day you can get that at Perkins. You guys could chime in, 799-1250. We do want to talk about the Packers a little bit here. Don't say they didn't do anything yesterday. Some moves were made. We'll talk to Ben Wergel, some Badgers, in 20 minutes. Chuck, there was a guy that emailed last week. Remember that? He emailed and he said that you can't root for the Badgers.
Yeah, he came after me because since I didn't go to the University of Wisconsin, it was my fault they lost against Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot cheer. I cannot be excited about games because I was in the UW system, but right. Not Madison.
He went on further to say you're stupid for going to Eau Claire.
Okay.
That you're not as smart as he is.
Yeah.
He also said that he could fight you at any time.
Oh.
And he also said that it was your fault. You put bad UW-Eau Claire juju onto the Badgers, and that's why they lost to Ohio State. He is emailed again regarding your thoughts on the Bucks, so I will read those for you coming up. Again, anything I read, he sent it in. I'm not making any of it up, so don't be mad at me. I'm just the messenger.
Okay, that's fine.
We'll have that coming up next. More from you guys, 799-1250.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.